The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Within eyesight of our broadcast today is the storied Ralph Engelstad Arena. We're in Grand Forks today on the campus of the University of North Dakota, coming to you from Bank Forward in their location, which is within a stone's throw of Ralph Engelstad Arena along Gateway Drive in Grand Forks, because the most storied prize in all of sports, I would argue, the Stanley Cup is in town. That's why we're here today. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. And we welcome our audience all across the Northern Plains on 550 K-Fire Bismarck Mandan, 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO booming to the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson. Thanks for being here. Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Radio Gods, alongside with me. I apologize, Todd, because once again you're missing out on a momentous event. Have you ever seen the Stanley Cup?
That figures. I have not. Well, I mean, pictures like everybody else, but haven't been up close like you have been.
I'm not sure there is a, think of it. I mean, does anybody go see the Super Bowl trophy outside of Super Bowl Sunday when it gets handed around? I mean, you don't see it much. I mean, the NBA trophy, it's a big deal, the night of the championship, but beyond that, I mean, I think the Stanley Cup thing is really, really storied. And we're going to talk with some folks that were part of the LA Kings winning that and also have been part of the University of North Dakota history over the years and great hockey. It's just legendary. Hockey at UND is just legendary, without question. And the Sioux family is strong, and it's fun to be here today. Appreciate the folks at Bank Forward, Mark Brown and Jeff Bowen and the team here hosting us at Bank Forward. In fact, we're hosting a little red pepper gathering for some former Sioux at 11, and then everybody from noon until 3 is going to head over to the arena where folks will be able to get up close to the Stanley Cup, which is in town, and we understand arrived last night. Fans of Facebook might know... have seen the photos because it made it to Judy's Tavern. It made it to a little pub in Manville, and so it's already adding some stories to the already great folklore that goes along with the Stanley Cup. So we'll chat about that today. Guests on the program will include former University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey head coach and athletic director Gino Gasparini, who is a hockey legend and doing a lot of things in the USHL. His son Tony as well, who's a scout with the LA Kings and owns a piece of that Stanley Cup. They're going to join us. We're going to chat with the athletic director at UND, Brian Faison, about what this means for the school and also the changes with the NCHC in a year number two coming up. We'll talk with Coach Hackstall, and he's promised to bring a special guest along. I don't know who it'll be, but maybe it'll be someone that played for him that might also have his name etched on that Stanley Cup again, thanks to what's happening this time. And some other folks as we go throughout the program. We'll talk to former Sioux Jeff Bowen, who's part of the Bank Forward team, and lots more today on the program. One bit of news before we get to the Stanley Cup celebration here that is impossible to not mention today, and that's the loss of Robin Williams. You know, I thought about this all the way up. Brought two of our kids along, and we were talking about it in the car. Fame, fortune. He obviously loved his family. I mean, his wife immediately put on a statement, his children right away. The guy seemingly had it all, right? Unfortunately, his address was Hollywood. And that's what's just so darn sad, because that place tears up and ruins more lives and more people. And obviously was battling quite a deal with depression, which is such an awful disease that I think sometimes we set aside as different than a cancer or some other disease, and it really isn't. It's just as deadly. So what an awful, tragic story, and I'm choosing to remember all the laughs I've had at the work of Robin Williams and his great movies. Mrs. Doubtfire, by far my favorite, but we do have a Facebook question up today on your favorite Robin Williams movie, but certainly that's one we'll touch on as we go throughout the program today. So here's how you join us, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have two guests right out of the chute who we want to get off to the golf course to celebrate the Stanley Cup coming back to Grand Forks, and that's Gino Gasparini and his son, Tony. Gino, Tony, nice to see you.
Well, thanks for having us.
Gino, how you been?
Very good, Scott. It's nice to see you again. I haven't seen you for a while, and so it's always a pleasure to visit.
I've buzzed by your cabin a few times on Union, but I've not pulled in because
you got to do that.
Well, the problem is at the lake. You know, the kids say, "Dad, your R's this weekend.
Oh, there you go.
Because they know every conversation turns into about a half hour, you know, so they don't let me start any.
And I put you and my wife together, and you'd be there for a few hours.
And your neighbor Roger Moe, too.
That's exactly
right. See, we'd just, it would start, and then we'd get down to,
you'd have
the Snyders, and my gosh, we would be a month.
You would be there for a while, I'll tell you that.
Well, anyway, I imagine you're a proud papa right now.
Certainly. I think that this is, you know, today and yesterday and today. And, you know, with Matt Green bringing the cup back and with my son Tony being part of the LA Kings and also being involved in that return is certainly a pleasure for the university, I'm certain, and a pleasure for us. As a family, you know, mums and dads, we tip our hat, you know, once you get involved. I've been involved in hockey most of my life, as you know, Scott, but my bar only goes as high as college athletics, and we had a lot of success there, but to be involved in a Stanley Cup at National Hockey League, whether as a player such as Matt or even my son who has worked for the Kings, I don't know, what is it, 7, 8 years, don't?
Going on 9, actually.
9 years, and so to be involved in 2 Stanley Cup championships as an organization is a tip and a hat to the entire organization. I know how hard he works in his business for the Kings, so... And, you know, it's a great pleasure for us, and certainly for us, we're extremely proud.
Tony, talk about what you do for the Kings. I mean, most folks, I think, know what a scout is, but you're looking for talent, right?
Yeah, we're out looking for talent, and we don't have a real big scouting staff. My boss is Dean Lombardi. Well, it's kind of Matt's, too, actually. But my boss, Dean Lombardi, we have a small staff. We have 2 or 3 guys on the pro side and about 10 guys on the... There are 8 or 9 or 10 guys on the amateur side, and our jobs are to find players. We find them through the amateur draft, and we find them through free agency as well. So he just kind of, you know, they just kind of give us the keys and let us go.
Matt Green, obviously being a former Sioux, is back with you, and we'll have the name on the cup as well here. Yeah. This go-around, was Matt a guy you scouted?
You know what? That was different. Matt was early in our – I remember the days leading up to and the day that we made the trade to get Matt. It was Vishnowski for Stahl and Green. So at the time, because I'm from this area and cover the U.S., I did get a phone call from then Ron Hextall and Dean Lombardi. So we saw the trade coming. So it was, I remember the day that it happens, I should say.
What a storied turnaround it's been for the LA Kings. I mean, even with Gretzky, they struggled mightily there through a lot of years. And I remember Dixon Ward, a former player of yours, Gino, played for a short stint in LA and had the pleasure of spending a few days with him one time. And you're running around with Luke Robitaille and Gretzky in the dumpy LA Forum. I mean, the all-time dumpiest thing ever. And here's these unbelievable hockey players. And you look where that franchise was, even with Gretzky to where it is now, it's phenomenal, isn't it?
I know. I think that's a real tribute to the management that took over. How many years ago did Dean take over? 7, 6, 7?
8.
8 years.
I'm there 9, he's there 8. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, when you look at that and you look at the transformation of the Kings, and so it's a real tribute to everybody in the management, a real tribute to all the scouts. It doesn't happen by accident. They made wise trades. They made wise draft picks. And so building an NHL franchise as they have, to be successful, to win 2 out of 3 years, boy, that's something. You know, there's a lot of, go back into the history and look at the, how many teams win once, and all of a sudden they disappear. And so they're kind of a, are they a dynasty? I guess maybe if they win it again here in the next year or 2 years, you would call them that.
And the D word comes out, right?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly, I think
right.
So.
Now, Tony, you get some time with the cup yourself personally, as all members of the team and the staff do.
Yep. We each member of the hockey operations staff usually gets about a day. So, and last time we had it, we were fortunate enough to have it with my family and everyone in Lakeville where we live. And this year, decided to, it kind of worked out really, really well. The fact that Matt brought it here, and I just kind of. He kind of passes it off upon the conclusion of this. In fact, we shared some time on our open house for everyone here in town as well. So,
That's really neat. So Matt's night was last night, and there
yeah,
was
and then he gets it up until, you know, like one or two or something like that, and then we just kind of shared it into this and hosted for the public, and then right from upon the conclusion of that, we're going to take it and do some things with my kids that we forgot to do last time. So
Now, exactly. Now today, just for folks that are coming up to Grand Forks, noon to three, there's an open viewing. You can come and folks take pictures with it. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. I guess it hopefully it'll go as quick as possible. I know we did this in Lakeville, and we didn't think anyone was going to show, but it's unbelievable that the amount of attention, and it's like a tractor beam. I mean, everyone just comes and sees it. It's really quite special. But you just try to get in there as quick as possible, picture in and out. So as many people that they can experience it and get a picture with it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So that'll happen at Ralph Engelstad Arena, noon until 3 today.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 3, it's all yours.
Yeah.
So, and there's some great stories about that Stanley Cup being out on tubes and lakes. And, you know, I mean, there's some amazing folklore that goes along with it. We'll take a short break, come back, and wrap up our conversation with Gino and Tony Gasparini. I want you guys to take. I want to ask you about the USHL, Gino, and also a little bit about is there anything else like this in sports? I just can't think of anything like the Stanley Cup. It's pretty amazing what this thing represents. We'll chat about that when we come back and get to your calls, too, on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Did your grandpa teach you to fish too?
You made the hook. I'm not touching it.
Look how far I can cast, Grandpa.
You sure know a lot about fishing.
I caught a fish!
Whoa!
This was really fun. Can we do it again?
Gear up for a lifetime of memories. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour. We're live in Grand Forks today on the campus of the University of North Dakota, something called the Bronson Properties. that now house the Ralph Engelstad Arena. Remember that term, Gino?
Yeah.
When they were one, I think it was the Bronson family had donated this land.
Right.
And it just sat here as this beautiful chunk of land on Gateway Drive and I guess Columbia, and other than the medical school, there was nothing really to the north.
That's exactly it.
And I know you were very instrumental in saying, this would be a pretty good place for a hockey arena.
Yeah, well, that goes back a long time.
Yeah.
You knew eventually it was going to be developed by the institution, and obviously, because the only thing that was being done over here, they had a soccer field, and that was being used. That was the only corner that was being used, and then over the years since then, you can see the development that has occurred.
Isn't it incredible?
It is.
It is just beautiful.
Well, the whole city is.
Yeah.
Booming, so to speak.
It is. Yeah, and that arena, is there? I mean, Tony, you're obviously in a lot of arenas. I mean, where do you put Ralph Engelstad Arena?
It's unbelievable. When you go into the various NHL rinks all across the country and you see the professional rinks over in Europe, and then you're able to come back here, and I've been in this many a time, it literally, after all these years, and it's been here for how long now? How long has it been around now? But it's
2001. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So it's been here for close to 15 years, and it still puts you in awe, like how nice that is. That is one of the nicest buildings in all of the world.
And I remember one of the initial quests was to make sure it had the best of everything, including dressing rooms, which are a big deal now.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that they're totally renovating the dressing rooms.
Well, that's amazing part about it is that when you in years, when you went down there and looked at it the way it was, and I've seen some of the plans. David has showed me some of the plans of what they're going to have. And, boy, and that's keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak. And those are the things that the college athletics, big programs have to do that. If you're going to stay in the race, you better run with the lead dogs.
Yeah, exactly right. But a lot of folks remember the turnaround for Sioux hockey was under your tenure and a lot of rings, and I just can't even imagine the amount of memories that you still hold to this day. I mean, you've done a lot of things, obviously, in the college world and the USHL world, but I imagine nothing can top your memories from being part of the University of North Dakota hockey family, huh?
Well, I think those are memories that, even for Tony when he was young, watching it and, as a young kid over in the old Engelstad Arena and some of the people involved and were involved with the program. And, the great thing about college athletics, and as a former coach, I can tell you, is the relationships that you develop with players and the athletes and, then to see them come in as wide-eyed freshmen and evolve as men and evolve as athletes and go on and have success, whether it be as in the business world or whatever they're in, but those that have had success in the pro ranks and gone on and done well. And so, when you sit back and you look at, those are the fond memories you have. And, championships and everything else, that's what you all shoot for. I was fortunate to have great athletes, and so it's easy to open the door up. I was fortunate to have great staff members that work for me, so I was quite fortunate to have great people surrounding me. So.
I'm trying to remember, Coach Hextall played for you, right? He came as a freshman under you.
Oh, yeah. He was a captain. He was a captain on a couple teams. So
I remember seeing him as a freshman like it was yesterday out of Warburg, Alberta, because he was an older freshman. I think he was 21 as a freshman. And
He only had 3 years of eligibility because he was an older.
That's right. He actually had a little going away party in the middle of the year one year.
That's right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we couldn't. NCAA didn't allow him to extend it. And so it was. But he had a great career because he came in. He was older, mature, served as a captain 2 years. So he was a captain as a sophomore, if you can believe it.
A leader from the beginning.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Tony, the Stanley Cup obviously is not new to the L.A. Kings now. It's kind of like your dad said, it's kind of getting to the point where you start talking about the D word here, but it's still got to be pretty special when you see that cup on the ice and now bring it back to your hometown. And there's just nothing like it in sports, is there?
You know what? You mentioned that earlier. That I don't think there is anything like it in sports. I can't think of another trophy in another major sporting event, whether it be around the world, that isn't as visible as the Stanley Cup, in which you get to carry it around and people bring it to their hometowns and everyone gets a day with it. We were just talking in between when we had a public view in Lakeville last time. We didn't have a lot of time, prep time. We didn't know we were going to have the cup that particular day. It was kind of quick. So we maybe had, you know, 3 days prep time on it. We sent out an email through our Youth Hockey Association in Lakeville, and within, you know, that was 24 hours or 48 hours, we had, you know, we had to lock the doors. We had to lock the doors.
Incredible.
Thousands. We literally had to lock the doors because we, you know, we have a schedule on, you know, and I'm sure it's going to be similar today. It's unfortunate, but we had to lock the door at the rink.
You only got so much time.
We only have so much time with it.
It's a long way of saying get here early, folks, today, because you want to take it in for sure.
Yeah, it's unbelievable with how much attraction it has to the masses.
Do you remember the first time the Stanley Cup came to UND? I remember Ed Belfour bringing it after winning with the Stars.
I don't think I was around. I wasn't in town the day he brought it in. I remember he did bring it in. I was probably traveling somewhere. I was quite busy with, might have been busy with, I was president of the United States Hockey League at that time. So, I wasn't around town that much.
How about you? The first time you saw the Stanley Cup in person, do you remember where it was? Probably at a game, huh? Probably one of the Stanley Cup finals.
I think the closest I had been to the Cup is when I went over to see Rick Wilson was the assistant coach with Dallas, and Rick had it at the lake at Cass when he had a lake place on Cass Lake, and so we went over there and enjoyed visiting and seeing it there. So I think that was the first time, which might have been, I don't know how many years ago.
When did this tradition start of letting each player have it for a day? It hasn't been all that long.
I think it goes back to New Jersey started it.
Yeah.
And I saw that in the paper, Tom.
Yeah, it was New Jersey started. Lou Lamoriello started. It was kind of an unofficial thing. I asked this question myself earlier when we were at the draft this past year. I think it was an unofficial tradition. Like every guy would kind of get it, but they kind of pooled together and they do a couple of them with their buddies, but then they kind of made it a tradition where they actually standardize it. And
it's really neat.
Yeah, they've done a good job with it. Every player gets it for a day, day and a half. And
what's your favorite story of the LA Kings and how it's been used?
I don't. We're
any
not.
You can say on the air?
No.
Because there's some legendary stories out there.
Well, I think that's part of the lore of the Stanley Cup. I mean, the Cup's been around for 130-some years, I think it is, and the lore of the Cup, now these stories about where it's been, what's been done, is amazing. So I think it's great for hockey and great for the National Hockey League and certainly great for the legend of the Stanley Cup.
Only have 30 seconds left, but give us a quick update on the USHL because there's another league that's really just taken off and you got to be pretty proud about your role in launching that, too.
It's kind of interesting to sit back. I spent, 14 years with them and as a consultant for a couple of years with the league. And then, you know, to see where it was, you know, back when I first started with them. And I think it was a 6 or 8, 7 team league. It wasn't much of a business to speak of. It was great for development. They weren't
it's cranking now, though, isn't it?
Oh, now
unbelievable. Fargo Forest and, of course, the Lincoln Stars. Oh, Omaha, the franchises are phenomenal.
Now it's a real business entity, and it's kind of interesting.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Scott.
Thanks,
Scott.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Congratulations, Tony. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks
Thank
a bunch.
You.
More coming up from Grand Forks and Bank Forward on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Before the top of the hour, we're coming to you from Bank Forward today in Grand Forks within the shadow of Ralph Engelstad Arena. It's a big bank. Bank Forward's got a storied history in North Dakota, 80-plus years, but you get that small-town feel. Everybody knows you by name when you come in, so good folks at Bank Forward will take care of you. You can find out more about them at bankforward.com, but they've really got a real commitment to seek out and provide financial and insurance solutions for tomorrow, not just today, and help their customers, their employees, and their communities fast forward to the goals they strive to achieve in life. So I recommend them highly. Mark Brown and his team here, Tom Watson and Jeff Bowen here, they're a good group of folks at Bank Forward. We appreciate them hosting us today for the broadcast for the Stanley Cup celebration. You let me know when the athletic director is on, and we'll chat with him next year and welcome your calls as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see what else. Oh, I got a text here from a listener who I wasn't aware of this, but evidently President Obama has issued a statement today about the death of Robin Williams. Didn't know that, but the listener is saying, seriously, President Obama releasing a statement on Robin Williams, but does nothing about Russia. It's terribly sad about Robin Williams, but really? Really? I tend to agree. Quite honestly, this is any president these days. It seems to me, regardless of political party, but this one especially always wants to insert himself into the news cycle, right? So I'm not sure that is Robin Williams a classic American actor? Absolutely, but when the United States sees fit to issue statements about, Hollywood actors. And where are you going to draw that line? It reminds me of the Whitney Houston thing with the flags that happened. Look, I love Robin Williams. I love Whitney Houston. But we're getting to the point where pop culture and, in other words, just imagine the founding fathers. Imagine George Washington or Abe Lincoln issuing a statement about the death of an actor. What in the world? Lines are being crossed here. It's a little weird. It seems very odd. But I have a hard time talking about the whole Robin Williams thing without just being overwhelmed with sadness, because the guy is just, nothing short of amazing, really amazing. I guess you just got to remember the movies. You got to remember the laughs. You got to remember the good times and hope he's in a better place. But obviously, I personally have a difficult time understanding how someone could get to a point that they see no hope and would want to take their own life. And I'm just personally, in other words, I get what could drive you there, and I think what we forget most of is it's literally a disease. It's mental illness, right? And so it isn't as though they can control that any more than we can prevent cancer or diabetes, right? But it's just so sad to think that the disease causes people to be without any hope. Any hope. And a lifeline. And, you know, the sad thing about it, and you hear this from experts, we should do a whole program on this someday. You hear this from experts, when you have depression, when you have mental illness, you think things are way worse than they are. I mean, there's been all this speculation about, his finances were in disarray because of, some ex-wives, and he was at rehab. And look, people go through ups and downs in financial stuff. People go through ups and downs with family things and divorce. They go ups and downs in, alcohol or drug abuse or any kind of addiction and come out of it all the time. But again, the mental illness is the game changer here that just believes there's no hope. There's no reason to go on. It's just so sad, especially with someone with the fame, the fortune, the family, the talent of Robin Williams. But anyway, that's our thoughts. A lot of yours on the Facebook page today, and certainly welcome that as well. We are live at the University of North Dakota today, and we're here because the Stanley Cup's here. Great catching up with Gino and Tony Gasparini. A little later on the program, Coach Dave Haxtall will join us, and some other special guests of the Sioux family, so stay tuned for all that. Right now, the athletic director that's guiding the ship, Brian Faison, joins us for an update on how things are going in UND land. Brian, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Quite a day for the University of North Dakota, isn't it? Again.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. It's a very special time, and he's a special man, that's for sure. But, it was great to visit with him last night and his parents and watch everybody enjoy the cup. It's amazing.
Yeah, my wife was reminding me this morning that we sat with Matt's parents, Matt Green, of course, who Tony Gasparini just told me, one of the scouts who also will have his name on the cup, that Matt is like 31, and that really made me feel old because I remember when he played here, obviously, and I remember sitting with his parents. My wife was reminding me that we sat at an alumni function with his parents, who are just wonderful people. And,
yeah, they are.
It really is. It's just neat. But, you know, that story is repeated over and over and over again with athletes over the years and the memories they hold from their time here on the field, on the ice. It's a pretty special thing, Brian, really. I don't know that it's possible to explain it, but how would you explain it for our audience?
Well, I think you're right. It is hard to explain, but there's a depth to this. There's an emotion to this that you have to feel and experience. And it was for me last night too. It's amazing the eye of the hockey family and how intertwined that is, both in our community and certainly throughout the hockey community on a national basis. And a lot of folks came a fair distance to be a part of this last night and today. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
We should also let folks know that noon to 3, this is an open to the public kind of event, so it isn't very every day you get up next to that storied hockey history. Explain what will happen today on the campus at the Ralph.
Well, they'll have an opportunity to get their picture taken with the cup. That'll be there, and there'll be some autograph opportunities. And I know the Ralph has put together some special commemorative pieces that people can purchase as well. So it'll be quite the do.
Let's talk also a little bit about UND hockey these days. Year two of the NCHC. First of all, give me your report card on how last year went, and what do you expect in year two now with this new arrangement, new conference?
Well, I think, no surprise, extremely competitive. One of the things that I was pleased with is that was the officiating. We've spent a lot of time as we formed the league dealing with officiating issues. Certainly an opportunity for the coaches to really approach this thing from a different direction, where they really had some opportunity to maybe affect how officiating was going to be conducted during the year. And I really think, Scott, over the course of the year, the officiating was really strong in the league. Yeah, we had an interesting situation play out with the playoffs where the three of the top four seeds got beat. You know, so there was a real potential challenge in the final face-off for us in Minneapolis at the Target Center because, it was with the exception of North Dakota, everybody else was coming from a fair distance. And quite frankly, North Dakota carries the water in the league. There's no question about that. Our fans were unbelievable. Probably 70% plus of the fans at that tournament were North Dakota fans, and no surprise to you and others, but they're an incredibly important factor to the success of the NCHC. And so coming forward next year, we're working hard to try to get some more games on national television, and we didn't like the CBS package that was put together. It really limited us at North Dakota from the packages that we had developed with Fox College Sports. So there's going to be some changes to that. We won't necessarily get all that we want, but it'll at least be a move in the right direction. So you'll see those changes, but it's going to be competitive as heck. I mean, top to bottom, it's I would argue it's the best league in the country.
So minor growing pains, but nothing that can't be fixed going forward.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is we've got to do better with the tournament and grow it. But for a first year, we actually outdrew the Big Ten tournament, believe it or not, barely, but we did. And so that was a good sign. Good management. Josh Fenton, as the commissioner, has done a great job filling in when Jim Scheer left before the league even started their first competition. So very pleased with Josh. And again, I think that the approach has been and the involvement of the coaches and the other athletic directors and hockey ops people and how this league is operated really made a big difference, Scott. It really has.
Brian Faison, athletic director at the University of North Dakota, is with us. And I want to talk a little football, too, because you got a new head football coach in the season right around the corner here. I know they're practicing like crazy. We tried to get Bubba on today, but he was busy with practice, and that's the priority right now. But seems like an all-new sense of real energy and real excitement about UND football. Give us a quick update.
Yeah, he's done a great job, I think, changing that culture in the locker room. I think you see it in practice. I've certainly seen it myself, and that's important. There's a new energy there, and I think the fans in town have really embraced it. And Bubba has done a great job out in the community, and you knew he would. But he's quite a football mind, and I'm going to be excited to see this. We'll have 35 to 36 new players, Scott, on his team. And so there's a lot of transition and getting everybody on the same page that has to go on. But everything I've seen so far, they're going to be all right. Now, they got a big hurdle to overcome in the league. Big Sky is a heck of a football conference, and it'll be a battle. But, I think we've turned the corner and put this thing right back on the right track. And if you look over by campus, you'll see a really big hole that's being filled in where the new high-performance center is going to go. That'll be a big plus for the football program as well as the track and field programs here at UND.
That's fantastic. I can't have you on the program without bellyaching a little bit that we don't have any dates circled to say the University of North Dakota will play NDSU, and I know you're probably as frustrated over it as I am, and given the conversations we've had literally on air with the president at NDSU, I know that there's sort of a really odd approach to this, and almost an arrogance that's a little bit disheartening. You think you're going to get it done? I see you've conceded a little ground here to say, fine, just schedule it. We'll play there. What's the latest, Brian?
Well, I think the problem now is, Scott, we're running out of time, because we've got the game, first game in 2015, and another game on another date held in 2017, and we're just running out of time. And we've tried to explore every option. We've tried to come back and try to make this thing work, and we'll have to see, but it's going to have to come to a closure here fairly soon.
Well, by the way, we're consider us your lobbying arm, because I don't chat with the presidents without bringing this up. We've had Board of Higher Ed members on, and Don Morton, I think, probably has the most important voice as a former coach himself in this.
Sure.
And he just said this is at the president's feet. It needs to get done. And when I brought that up to Dean Brashani, he said, well, they got to get better before we're going to play him. And I thought, my gosh, that's kind of not a very good North Dakota statement. You know what I mean? I get that sort of, you'd expect maybe, the coaches to go there a little bit, but not the president. So is there a spirit to get it done at this point, do you believe? I mean, you got some transition down there with Gene leaving. I think he answers to the boss. But, I mean, could President Kelly and President Brashani get on the phone and figure this out, do you think?
Well, we're gonna find out. We really are, Scott. I think from a timing standpoint, we're about at the end of the discussions for now, simply because we've got to get on with 23, as they do too, and so we'll have to see, but it's going to have to play out pretty quick.
Brian, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it, and congrats on another great
Scott.
Day for UND athletics.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Brian Faison, the athletic director. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Do me a favor. Pet this out on your search engine. NDFB.org stands for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And check out all the member benefits. Oh, my gosh. I'm still dreaming about going to New York City in December with the Farm Bureau members. Might make that happen, but you can go with a great discount. That and much more at NDFB.org. Check it out.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex and Stanley on the truck bypass.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live at Bank 4 today in Grand Forks in the shadow of Ralph Engelstad Arena on the campus of the University of North Dakota. And we are here because the Stanley Cup is here. Our thanks to folks at Bank 4, Mark Brown and his team here for hosting us. And appreciate that very much. And we also look forward to going over with a whole lot of Sioux fans to see that Stanley Cup. Adelaide Kings fans probably too. Hockey fans in general. Everybody loves the Stanley Cup. Can't get any better than that. And also a lot of comments about Robin Williams on our Facebook page. I want to get to that. We'll do that in a moment. But first, let's find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, should we? We do that with the good folks at the North Dakota Farm Bureau each and every day. And who's going to tell us about what's on his mind today? It's Todd.
Well, Scott Wes, a rancher from Hazen, shares his thoughts on basic erosion of personal rights that we see happening in America.
A myth perpetuated by the environmental community and state government entities today is that man and his environment must seek a sort of mutual Garden of Eden. Barring that achievement, the environment must take precedence over man. The two most prominent examples to date are the areas of interest instituted by the Industrial Commission of North Dakota and the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. These two issues seek to prevent private property owners from properly exercising their rights by regulatory overreach and control and redistribution of state tax dollars from the state to protect the environment and to regulate and control private property rights.
There you go, Scott West, a rancher from Hazen.
Yeah, thanks, Wes. Appreciate that. And by the way, if you want to find out more about what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, you can go to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, bring egg home. And I said earlier, you know what? If you go to ndfb.org, you're going to find member benefits that are incredible. Buying a new vehicle, save money. Above all the other discounts you find from the dealerships, hotel accommodations, cell phone plans. I mean, it really is incredible. $50 a year is what it costs to join the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And you'll pay for that over and over and over again with the member benefits. Really, really good deal. So check it out at ndfb.org. And check out that New York City trip in December. I'm dreaming. It's August, so that seems like light years from now. But anyway, here's the telephone number to join us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Coming to you live and direct from Bank Forward Grand Forks today at Ralph Engel State Arena. We're going to talk with Coach Haxtell a little later on. And Ed Belfour. And I believe Ed was the first guy to bring the Stanley Cup to campus. I'm pretty sure he was, but we're going to find that out for sure on the program coming up here in a little bit. So, Robin Williams, what a sad, sad deal. We've been asking on the Facebook page the favorite movie. Mine by far was Mrs. Doubtfire. I love Mrs. Doubtfire. So that's an easy one for me, but it's hard to pick number two. I mean, here's some of it. Doreen says The Birdcage, hysterically funny. Wesley says Toys. Adam says Good Will Hunting. Todd says Good Morning Vietnam. Sherry says Patch Adams. Totally forgot about Patch Adams. Totally forgot about that one. Mork and Mindy was a television series that he was part of. Nanu, Nanu. No, it went. Todd, Nanu, Nanu. Yeah, yeah. What else? Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society.
I don't see it on the list here, but that's up there and has some real, I don't know, profound, poetic sort of connections to the struggles that we now know that he was going through as well. I mean, really incredible movie, right? The World According to Garp. I forgot about that one. What Dreams May Come. Don't remember that one, do you?
No.
Amy
that
says,
based on suicide as well, actually.
Yeah. Amy says, ironically, in that movie, he was trying to save the soul of his wife who committed suicide. Totally forgot about that one.
Wow.
Blair says RV. I don't remember RV. Do you? Is he an RV? Was he?
Wow.
I don't remember. I remember laughing hysterically at RV. Maybe that was his. Julie gets the Dead Poets Society with her there. Cindy says, I'm sorry, but I have to strongly disagree with you. Depression is an ugly illness, and unfortunately it makes some people do things they would not do if they didn't have this illness. I've lost two close friends because of this, and there's no way anyone could ever convince me that it was what they wanted. So please Amen. Say a prayer for him and his family. Nick says, she was responding to a poster. Sometimes this happens on Facebook where people begin conversations back and forth, but Nick made the comment, he wanted to die, respect his wishes, and quit talking about it. And that's where Cindy said, sorry, I got to disagree with you. And I would imagine things like the outpouring of love for his talents and the sadness over this have got to be comforting for the family, don't you think?
I don't think he wanted to die. I think he wanted life to get better or feel better about life. I don't think he wanted to die. I'm thinking most people don't want to die. They want the pain to end.
Right, and I think therein lies the disease that we don't put on the same level of a cancer or diabetes that we really ought to. Because it's every bit as deadly, right?
Right.
It's deadly because you're and look, I would say honestly, after 49 years on this earth and family ups and downs and business ups and downs, I could say I can get how people could get to that level of despair. In my case,
I lost a fiance to cancer.
Exactly. I mean, I think it's just a question of the degree of depression and how long the funk lasts. But I mean, people that have lost loved ones, they know what that grief feels like, right? So, you know, I think it's very plausible that people, because of mental illness, can get to a place where they think there's no way out. There's no hope. That's what's so sad, because there always is. And you always hope at that point they'll call you, they'll reach out for help, because...
Hey, maybe we can speak Ginny from Mandan and listen to K-Fire 550. Ginny, what's on your mind?
Ginny, quickly.
I just wanted to tell you my favorite Robin Williams movie, that one, Jack, where he had that aging disorder.
Oh, what was the name of that again?
Jack.
Was it Jack? Yeah, no, that was a dandy. Another good one. Thanks, Jeannie. More of your calls coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to meattaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat taffy. Made easy at meattaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. Meattaffy.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.